Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. This is CJ Savage, and I am a certified hypnotherapist since 1991, an ordained minister in the full gospel of Jesus Christ, life coach, and past mental health specialist for the state of Illinois, where I resigned in 1993 to open my own hypnosis clinics. Today, we are going to talk about how to manifest riches and wealth into your life. And we're going to take you on a journey starting today. We will not get this all in this show today, so it will have to continue after today. In the past, I have taken you to teach you to learn to master your mind. And when you learn to master your mind, which means you become the master of the thoughts that you think, and when you become the master of the thoughts that you think, you also are in control of what you think, what you feel, your actions, and your emotions. If you have not accomplished that as of yet, then I would strongly suggest that you go back and listen to the last three previous shows that I have done on how to master the mind, because that is going to be extremely important in manifesting your riches and wealth. So we're going to all go through this together, and if you have not done that, if you have not listened to my previous shows on how to master the mind or even how to heal, then you need to go back and listen to the previous shows. If you have healed yourself of any illness, diseases, injuries of any kind, then you are definitely ready to move on and use your mind, the superconscious mind, the power within you, to then take control of your finances. Hypnosis has actually been used in health organizations all over the entire country, if not the entire world. Even the Mayo Clinic, which is a very highly respected health organization, uses hypnosis to treat all kinds of things. If you go to mayoclinic.com, go then to alternative treatments, and you will see that the Mayo Clinic has been using hypnosis for years to treat symptoms, illnesses, etc. And when it comes to cancer, they have very successfully used hypnosis to treat like the side effects and the symptoms of cancer treatments such as chemo and radiation, which causes nausea, vomiting, depression, etc. But now the Mayo Clinic is going through some red tape to get the approval from the FDA, and they have also applied for the grants to use only hypnosis to treat cancer. Why? Because it works. And I know that for a fact because I have used hypnosis on my own clients with cancer for over 20 years. And each client that has had cancer and used hypnosis has gotten rid of their cancer. So even if they used something else or did something else or for whatever reason, the bottom denominator is that all the people that have used the hypnosis to get rid of their cancer have done so. Some of them may contribute to, well, they did have a lot of prayers said. Well, that's great. Some of them said, well, you know, it just went into remission. The doctor said it's just gone into remission, and that's really not uncommon. But the fact is, what people don't realize is the power that you have within yourself, which is in that superconscious mind, and that superconscious mind is a part of a greater power. The superconscious mind is the spiritual part of you, and that spiritual part of you is in every single cell of your body. So you have, if you've been paying attention and you've been following me, then you know and you realize that, yes, you can heal yourself of illnesses and injuries and cancer. And the newer the illness or injury, the easier it is to heal, right? If you've been following me for the last couple of years, then you know that when I fell off a tree head first, I put my right arm up and I shattered my right arm. I used only hypnosis to heal my bones. Only hypnosis. That was it. What is hypnosis? It is the use of your superconscious mind. That superconscious mind is the spiritual part of you. That spiritual part of you is a part of a greater power, and there is a higher power. Call it whatever you want. Scientists call it source or source energy. Christians call it God. I refer to it many times as God. Sometimes I refer to it as source or source energy. Sometimes I refer to it as a universal light of life's energy. It doesn't really matter. It's still all one and the same. Call it whatever you want. But it is real. It is there. And it literally responds to our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions. So when you want to have money and you want to be rich, but you're always focusing on being poor or being broke or all the bills that you have, what you focus on expands and you get more of it. Whether it is healing your body or changing your finances, there's really not a lot of difference there. And I have just in the last year have come to realize that. And so therefore, if I can teach people to heal their injuries or heal their body, heal their diseases and heal cancer, you do all the work and all the work is within you. So the very first step in doing any of this is you have to learn to master the mind. If you don't master the mind, then you are a servant of your mind. Now, do you want to be a master of your mind, or do you want to be a servant of your mind? Have you ever heard the old saying, someone says, well, they are their own worst enemy. You know, when someone says that, it is really very true. They are a servant of their own mind. They allow these negative thoughts and thinking, just the mere word or something someone says or something they see reminds them of a very past bad experience, and now they're rehashing over their mind, recapping a bad experience or a bad something that someone said or something that someone did to them. So when you're allowing that, you are not in control. You are a servant of your mind. So have you ever heard the saying, you are master of your fate, the captain of your soul? Why? Because you need to know and realize and say, I'm the master of my fate and the captain of my soul, because we have the power to control our thoughts. And if you don't have the power to control your thoughts, and your thoughts is controlling you, which makes you the servant of your own mind. Therefore, I go back and listen to my previous shows, and I'll remind you, I might have you listen or use a very simple tool, something like a thin rubber band that you wear on your wrist, because negative thoughts is nothing but a bad habit, and bad habits can be broken. So if you still have negative thoughts coming in, I don't care whether it's just a jealous thought or envy or something someone reminds you, something that you hate or something that they did or whatever the case may be, then if you're allowing those negative thoughts and feelings to come in, then you are not in control of your mind. You have not mastered your mind. Do not allow it. So put the rubber band on your wrist, and every time a negative thought comes in, then you simply snap it on the underside of your wrist, hard enough that it hurts, but not so hard that you're going to damage your skin. So you do that every time you have a negative thought, and then replace it with a positive thought, like an affirmation. Every day and every way, I am getting better and better. Say it 1,000 times a day to replace all that idle thinking, to replace that negative thoughts that you have coming in. So if you have followed me so far, then you know that the superconscious mind can and will heal your body, and people have been amazed. They said, I simply tried and it worked. Or, oh my gosh, well, I had a lot of prayers said for me. You can contribute to anything you want, but those who do not want to believe it are going to always find a reason to not believe it, because there was something else going on, so I'm sure that had something to do with it, because the hypnosis was way too simple and way too easy. So how could anything that easy and that simple be that powerful? Well, it is. It is really that simple, and it is really that powerful. So if you want to believe that you healed because of something else, that is your decision. I'm not even going to try to argue with you. So my point here is, you have to first learn to master the mind so that you are the master of your fate, the captain of your soul. You have to be in control. You have to have the power to control your thoughts. When you have done that, you are now ready to move on to your finances. So remember, what you focus on expands. Same thing with your health. If you have a health issue or health problem, just be the martyr and you just whine and cry to your, and that, it sounds really cruel, but that is our human nature. You go and you talk about it to your family and friends, you know, oh, poor me, and I'm sick, and the doctor said, blah, blah, blah. And so what you're doing is you're feeding it. You're feeding that energy. You're feeding that negative energy. It's like, pouring fuel on the fire, and it gives it more power. Take all the power away. Start focusing on the good stuff, the positive stuff. So now we're going to start now on manifesting wealth and riches. Okay, we're going to get started. We probably will not be able to get through this whole thing with the next 40 minutes. By the way, you can go on to my site. You can go on to the website, which is blogtalkradio.com/ The Power of the Super Conscious Mind. And you go to my show page there, and you can click on chat. And I can actually chat with you, which I'm going to try to actually do. I don't know if I'm coordinated, but you can actually chat online on that page while I'm talking. So if I see you, I will. If you have a question or comment, feel free to send a chat. I have told you in the past you can also send a text message, but I've been having a lot of problems with my phone and receiving text message or anything like that. So I would suggest that if you have a question or comment, please email it to the Hypnosis Queen, THEHYPNOSISQUEEN at AOL.com. You can do that, or you can go into chat onto the webpage I have right now and send a question or comment. You can find more information on myself and my hypnosis at www.thehypnosisqueen.com. Or you can go, and that's a very old website that needs updated, or you can go to www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. That's thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. That is B as in boy, L as in Larry, O as in olive, G as in gray, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, O as in olive, T as in Tom. So it's thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. That's a blog. And you'll also find on that blog some freebies, and you can also go to any of my CDs on there to order if you would like to do that. You can also send me questions and comments through that blog as well. So you can email me at thehypnosisqueen@AOL.com. And if you have any health problems or need a good hypnosis audio, if you've not gotten it, you can go to cdbaby.com/artist, A-R-T-I-S-T, / Cheryl J. Savage, and that's CHERYLJSAVAGE. So you can go to cdbaby.com/artist/ Cheryl J. Savage, and you'll find general healing of health problems. And that is a hypnosis audio that you can actually download for only $9.99. For a limited time. And that general healing of health problems is what I use to heal my shattered bones. It's also what others have used, and only that alone have used, to get rid of their cancer. And by the way, I do find cancer to be highly overrated. What cancer actually is, it is an oversupply of protein, is what it really is, just an abundance of protein. So we have spent the last year to 2 years in learning to master the mind so that you can heal your health problems with your superconscious mind, as some of you are more familiar with the word, and I say that word, superconscious mind. Some of you are more familiar maybe with the term subconsciousness, but it's outdated, and it's no longer even appropriate for what we now know and understand. The terms that we now use in referring to that subconscious mind is the superconsciousness, your higher self, the inner you, and I may use these terms interchangeably, but they all mean the same thing. It is still the spiritual part of you, which is in every cell of your being. And every cell of your being is a part of that higher power in this universe. Wallace Wattles refers to that super power in the universe. He refers to it as formless substance, but it's there, and it is in and flows into and through everything in this world. It is in everything. And this formless substance is energy, which creates a vibrational frequency, which can actually now be scientifically measured with new technology. So we're going to try to move on here so we can get into the meat of this thing. in the last year or two, I've given you all the information that you need to master the mind and heal in the body, healing your injuries, illnesses, diseases, with great success. And I'm proud of you. For those who have not yet accomplished this, mastering your mind or able to heal yourself, you need to go back and listen to at least the past previous three shows that I've done here and listen very carefully until you get it. There you'll also find a free full version of my hypnosis audio on the last show that you can actually use. It's still on there. It's going to be on there for a limited time, but it is still on there for your listening at your convenience. It's recorded so that you can benefit from it. It's to help you. Okay, again, if you do not understand this, when I say you must master the mind, I mean you must become the master of the thoughts that you think. And when you are the master of the thoughts that you are in control of, your mind, your thoughts, your thinking, you are in control of your feelings, you are in control of your emotions, and then you are in control of your actions, and then you are in control of your character. And now you are in control of your destiny. So if you have mastered the mind, you have broken the bad habit of negative thinking, of the negative thoughts, then you are now in control of your destiny, and you can and you will determine your own destiny when you master your mind. Again, meaning, I know I've said this several times, I try to say something more than one time in more than one ways, because if you don't get it, you don't understand it the first time. Usually if you hear something three times, by the time you've heard it for the third time, you will get it. So if you find me repeating myself sometimes, it's because there's a certain point that I really want you to get that you're going to have to understand and know in order to achieve the things that you want to achieve. So when you master the mind, you are the master of your thoughts instead of being the servant of your mind. And when you become the master of your mind, again, meaning you're the master of your thoughts, and if you have gotten that far, then you are, if you've not gotten it, then you are still the servant of your mind, which means you're not ready to move on. So when you have mastered your mind, you are able to heal yourself of anything, and you are now ready to create the riches and the wealth that you desire. Okay. So if you can grasp this concept and understand this so far, then you are now ready to move on to attracting wealth and growing riches. Okay. I have some notes here, and I'm going to try to stay on track if I can. Okay. The question is, really, do you really want to be rich? It's only right and natural for you to be rich. Maybe you don't feel right or worthy of being rich, but you sure don't want to be poor or even struggling to pay your bills, right? Well, we were going to get you past all your guilt and help you to pull in the wealth that you really want and or need, so that you no longer struggle to make ends meet. We're going to focus on creating and attracting the wealth that you want or need until I get a good response that you've achieved your goals. That's what I did with the health issues. When I was receiving a really good response that people were achieving, they're saying this is unbelievable, you know, and they're like, I'm amazed. It was so simple. It was too simple to work. So if you really, really, really want to be rich or wealthy, then you will be. There are tons of books out there to guide you into doing so that I'm not talking about investing in some business opportunities or having money to get money, because real wealth starts in the mind, as does everything in this world. Now, we focused on our health first, and for good reason. If you did not listen to the last three shows I've done, I'm going to tell you again, go back. You must go back and listen to those before you even try to go on to attempt to manifest real wealth. Why? Because I teach you how to get control of your mind, how to master the mind, clear the cobwebs, block out the negativity in your life, stop talking and stop thinking and stop all the negative feelings and emotions, And if you have mastered that, then you are ready to manifest wealth in your life. If you are still struggling with the negative thoughts or the words, and then I'm going to remind you then to wear that rubber band on your wrist and break that negative, bad habit of negative thoughts, which we just talked about, because that little simple technique really does work. And just whip up some affirmations that you're comfortable with, that you really like, that you can just fill that idle thinking, that idle mind with, just replace it with what you would normally allow negative thoughts to come in. I want you to just focus on some affirmations. One of the most powerful and oldest and one of my favorite affirmations is something like this. It is this: every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Now, you're not really going to get very far with that. If you don't have to say it out loud either. You can say it within your own mind. You can simply think it. But when you do that, don't just say, every day and every way, I'm getting better and better. Every day and every way, I'm getting better and better. You know what? It's not going to really have much power in it. But if you put momentum behind it, if you say it like you mean it with all your heart, whether you say it out loud or if you say it within your mind, say it as if you really are trying to convince yourself that it's really true. Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. You know what? If you keep saying that, actually you'll trick the superconscious mind and believe in it. And what you can conceive and believe, it will achieve every single time. So it works. Say it 1,000 times a day. Just go for saying 50 times a day. You know, make it a habit of saying 50 times, and then change it to 100 times a day until you get up to 1,000 times a day. Until all the negative thoughts are gone. You will never, ever be 100% immune to all the negative energy and the negative thoughts in the world, but it's not what happens to you that's nearly as important as how you treat what happens to you. We are all here to learn lessons. We all have our challenges, but it's how you treat it, how you respond to it. And if you can respond to it and find that silver lining around that cloud, you will have a positive outcome every single time. Try it. You know, try to prove me wrong. You'll find that it works. Focus on the positive always. You won't be sorry. Whatever negative thinking that you have going on, say a prayer and put it in God's hands. Then God will put it in the right hands to be handled, and then you can focus on something else. If you have something that really bothers you or worries you, or you can't get it off your mind, then you know what? You're not busy enough. Get so busy that you can't even have time for those annoying thoughts to even come in. You ever heard somebody that gets stressed out and so they nearly work themselves to death? Well, they're just trying to, you know, keep those negative thoughts from even coming in, from annoying them. Okay. You are ready to change your current financial situation, or you would not be here, I assume. We have a lot of information to cover here, and we're not likely to get it all in the show, so the information I'm going to go over today is going to be a little of the best from several different resources. Some of the oldest manuals in the world that are very powerful. One of them is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. The other one is, and by the way, I would strongly suggest that you read it, digest it, and meditate on it. And the best book there, Think and Grow Rich, is the 1937 original. It's called the original 1937 version is the best book to get. That's in several different editions, but that one's the easiest one to read and understand. The original 1937 version by Napoleon Hill. Also, the little old manual that has been around forever, since maybe 1900, called The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. It's a very small book. It's written in very old-fashioned terminology. But when you start to understand this, the book will make perfect sense. Another one, the newer, more modern information out there, is one by Rhonda Byrne called The Power. The book, and that is actually on CD, which is really phenomenal to listen to. She also did The Secret. If you've not seen The Secret, I think you can find it online. It is on DVD. I would strongly recommend these two old manuals. She also wrote the book called The Magic, which is also very, very, very good. I would suggest that you read these books. if you're really truly interested in changing your financials, or you're going to have to listen very carefully until you digest it and truly understand it. To get started today, the first thing that you need to do is you're going to need to decide what you want the most. What do you really, really, really want? You probably don't know what you really want. A lot of people think they do know what they want. So even if you think you do know, I have a little exercise for you to do that will help you to figure out what you really do want, and or confirm what you think you want, and or show you that there is something more, something different that you want versus what you thought you want. Did you get all that? This is what you need to do. Get a notebook, and you can do this right now. You can start on it now. Get a notebook out and write on the left side of the paper, a column, the 10 things that you think you really want, the things that you want to have or to do or to be. 10 things, no more than 10 things, the things that you think you really want. And across from those goals that, or desires that you have, on the right side, I want you to write the reason why you want it, because then the truth prevails. So if you write what you want, I want you to be very specific. And on the right side, I want you to write all the reasons why you want it. And when you start doing that, you're going to find that if you don't have a good, strong why you want it, then it's really not even a good goal or desire to even have, to even want. Now, when you put something down that you want, there is one thing that I do want you to do, is to not write two words. Do not write or use any negative words ever in writing your goals, or write anything that goes against man, nature, or God. And there's two words I do not want you to put down, and that is the words I want. That's what I said. Do not write I want, because this is, I want is futuristic, means that you're always going to want it. If you say I want something, then you're going to want it. You want it, so it's in the future. You're always going to want it. So anything that you write down, I want you to write it in the present tense. Use only positive words. And then you will be very specific and put a specific date when you will have it by. So let's say, for an example, here's a very bad example. This is a very bad example, and this is what I do not want you to write, for example. Do not write something like, I do not want to be broke anymore and struggle to pay my bills. Because when you write that, you are focusing on being broke, and you're focusing on struggling to pay your bills. So you'll write, I am rich and abundant, something like this, or I have more money tomorrow than I have today, by such and such date. Or I have $1 million. If you really, really, really want $1 million, I have $1 million by September 20th, 2013. Now, if you just want $1 million and you write the why do you want $1 million? Well, because it'd be great, because I don't have to work anymore. You know, if that's your reason why, that's why you're still working, is because God doesn't want you to quit working. Now, if you need $1 million and you really want $1 million, because $1 million would be able to get the treatment that your child needs in order to get well, then that is a really strong why, and you will write, I have $1 million by such and such a date, whatever it is, the date that you need, that you have to have that money to pay for the medical treatment for your child so they can be well. And that money will come, because you don't just want it. You have a burning desire to have it. You're not going to settle for anything less. So that's a really good why. So the reason I have you write your why is because you're going to find that if you have a very good reason, a strong why, a strong, really justifiable reason why you just have to have something, or you have to do something, or you have to be something, then you will have it. because anyone that has a burning desire for something is totally focused on it. It's totally feeding that energy with your own energy, which means it's going to be inevitable that you're going to achieve it. But do not write or start any sentences from this day forward, from starting today. Do not say, I want a new car. Don't say that. Say, I am getting a new car by November 22nd. I have a new car by November 22nd. Why? Because maybe yours is falling apart. It's got too many miles on it. It's starting to nickel and dime you to death in repairs and maintenance and that kind of thing. So if you have a really good strong why and you focus on it, then you will have been shopping for that vehicle. You will be picking something out. And you do not worry about where the money comes from or how you're going to buy it. You're not going to worry about how it's actually going to happen. You just focus on the end result. Because when you start trying to figure out how you're going to get something or how it's going to happen, then that's like you arguing with God or the universe, whatever you want to call it, that source energy, because the universe will bring you whatever it is that you truly have a burning desire for. And when you have a burning desire for something, the universe will figure out a way for it to bring it to you. I know that sounds like, you know, some kind of dream that people just make up, but that's the way it really is. It's really that simple. Think about the greatest achievements you've ever accomplished. Think about your greatest goals you've ever met. Was it because you were really intelligent, or because you came from a certain class of people? Was it because you had a high education, or you had a certain name? Or was it because you had a burning desire and you were so focused on it, you would not settle for anything less? You wanted it. You had to have it. You had a burning desire for it because you really needed it. You had to have it. You had more than a want. A want is a wish, and a wish will not get you anything. When you really want something, when you really, really, really want it, then you create a burning desire for it. You think about it every day. You think about it all the time. And you don't worry about how you're going to get it or how you're going to pay for it or where it's going to come from. You just focus on what it is you really need and want, and it will come somehow, some way, because the higher power, the universe, the source energy, knows a lot more than you do. It's a lot smarter than you are. So when you have decided what it is that you really, really want, the one thing that's more important to you, to whatever it is that you want to be or do or have, and you know the why, you know you have a why that's very strong, so you create a burning desire for that, then that's what you're going to focus on. And to keep you focused, you may want to go and download. You can go to my blog, thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com, or you can go to cdbaby.com. CD Baby is C for compact, D for disc, baby, B as in boy, A as in apple, B as in boy, Y as in yellow.com / artist, ARTIST, / CJ Savage. And there you can pick up a hypnosis audio called Becoming Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis. You can download it immediately, as a matter of fact, for only $9.99. And that is at cdbaby.com/artist/CJ Savage. And there you can download it. And what that will do, it will keep putting that into your physical mind that goes into your superconscious mind. And you know that whatever you can conceive and believe, you will achieve. So when you think something over and over and over and over, don't you start believing it? And when you believe something, then it goes into your superconscious mind, which then is a direct connection to source energy, the power, the universe, the universal light of life's energy. And when that happens, no matter what it is, whatever you can conceive and believe, you will achieve no matter what. So if you really, truly want to become rich and wealthy, then I would suggest that you download that CD, Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis, and listen to it daily. Put it on every night before you go to bed. And focus on the things that you really want. You've determined what it is that you have a burning desire for, whatever it is that you want to be, do, or have. So when you listen to that, you will actually have blanks in there where you fill it in your own mind and focus on those things that you really want in there. It's a really, really good. I've gotten so much praise and compliments on that CD. I strongly suggest it. It's one of a kind. And it is my original, too, by the way. Okay. So you're going to make your list, and you're going to list it, and you'll list no more than 10 things. On that paper, you'll have a list on the left column, the things that you want, no more than 10. And by the way, if you think of something later that you think you want that's more important than the things that you've written on the paper, you can always go back and change it and take something off and add that on there. But when you do these 10 things, then I want you to eliminate it. When you write the whys, you get a strong why for each thing that you want, then you're going to come to realize it's going to become very clear to you what is it that is the most important things that you really want. So you're going to eliminate everything on that list except the top two things. When you achieve one thing on your list, the most important thing, you will then replace it or move your desires up on the list. So you're going to make your list of no more than 10 things. I don't want you to go on a list of like 100 things or anything. It'll take you too long. The things that come to you right away will be the most important things that are on your mind. If you do think of something later that's more important than the things you have on your list, you can always go back and add it. Write the why. Start writing all the whys why you have a desire for that thing that you either want to be, do, or have. And basically, you're going to find the two most important things on the list, it's like this is more important than anything. That's what I want you to really focus on. So once you have come to the realization the most important thing, your most important desire that you want to achieve, that you want to be, do, or have, then that's what you're going to focus on. You understand? That's what you're going to manifest. If it's simply money, that's fine. If you desire to have $1 million or $100 million, whatever the case may be, then that's what you're going to focus on, as long as you have a good, strong why. It can't just be because you're tired of working, because that's not a good, strong why. And again, you can change the things anytime you want to, but be sure that you write all your goals and your desires only in the present tense, and it cannot be any, you cannot have anything on that list that goes against man, nature, or God. It can only be in the present tense. It can only be written with positive words, only positive words, nothing negative. If you should write anything negative, you are only going to go against yourself. You will do nothing but harm your own self. It's like, remember when I've talked in the past, there's no such thing as hating someone, because when you hate someone, they don't feel anything. It's like you drinking the poison and hoping that they're the ones that's going to get sick. Well, they don't. It's like you drinking the poison and you will get sick. You just keep focus on that and you'll be the one that will go down. Okay, so you've come down to the very last, most important thing on the list. You've created your why. You've got really good, strong why you want that, which is the most important thing. Is it money? Is it power? Is it happiness? Is it peace of mind? Good health? Good relationships? Become more spiritual? It could be any of these things. To be rich and wealthy is not always, for some people, is not always about money. It could be having good relationships and really good relationships with their family and friends, or a good relationship with their significant other, or just being closer to God, or having good health. That may be their idea of your idea of being rich and wealthy. So no matter what it is, you focus on being rich and wealthy, however you want to see it, wealthy or wealthier, or being rich or richer, maybe you want more, whatever it is that you have. So when you figure that out, or figure out the amount, whether it's $1 million or $10 million or $100 million, as long as your why is very, very strong, then you have a very good goal. But you have to have a good why, a very good strong why, and it must be important to you, enough to create a burning desire. Okay, so the first thing that you need to do is figure out what it is that you really, really want. What is it that you can focus on until you can create a burning desire for it? Because you have good reason for your why. It's got to be so strong, very strong, meaning that why you want it is very, very good, strong reason why you want it, strong enough to create a burning desire. And you may not say or write from this point forward the two words to start any sentence, any goal, or anything, and that is, I want. I want you to learn to start re-editing your vocabulary, your writing. No longer say, I want. Say, I shall have, or I have by such and such a date, I have, and this thing is achieved. Because that universe responds to your feelings, to your thoughts and your feelings, especially your feelings, okay? And I think we've talked about that in the past many, many, many times. But just do not say I want, because it's futuristic, and if you say I want, you're always going to want it. Speak always in the present tense. I know that may confuse some people sometimes. It's like, I have a new car and I love it. Because that's something you really have a strong burning desire to have, then you shall have it, and you don't want to say, I want a new car. You want to say, I have a new car and I love it. It's like, you do? Where is it? It's not sitting outside here yet, but it will. So you'll say, I have, or I am, etc. Do you get it yet? You will. Eventually you will. And when you say that you have something, the other most important thing is, remember I told you that higher power, the universal power, source energy, that, call whatever you want, God, it responds to your feelings. So whenever you say something that you really truly want to have, you're going to say it and feel it. Feel it as if you already have it, or as if you're already doing it. All wealth, everything starts in the mind. So no negative words. All your goals will be written in the present tense, and they will all be written with only positive words. Let's say you have a bill that comes in. You don't have enough money to pay the bill. So you might say, I am paying this bill as soon as I have the money in my account. And that is immediately. And feel good about it. Feel excited about it. Say, I am very grateful for paying this bill. This bill is paid. Feel it as if it's already paid. How would you feel if it was paid? Pretend it was just paid, and pretend what you would feel like, and so then feel those feelings. Are you getting it yet? So you're going to replace all your negative thoughts with positive affirmations. A couple of the affirmations I really like is, you might say, in creating wealth and riches, in becoming richer or wealthier, or just becoming rich and wealthy, you might say, let all that is mine by divine right reach me now in great avalanches now. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let all that is mine by divine right now reach me in avalanches now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. When you say thank you and you are grateful, feel it. Don't just say it. Just don't say the words and think that's enough. It's not. When you say it, I want you to really feel it. I want you to feel grateful. I want you to really feel thankful. And when you do, you're going to feel an energy shift. You'll feel the energy in you and around you shift. Another one that is really a good one, and I can't remember where this one came from, but it is this. There is an avalanche of money coming to me now, and I receive it with open arms, and I am grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It doesn't make any difference what religion you are or what or how you recognize a higher power, but just know that there is a higher power, and it is real, and it is in and runs through everything in this universe. And everything in this universe, that higher power, is a part of you, which is the spiritual part of you. If you really, really want to be rich and wealthy, I would highly recommend reading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill in the original version of the 1937. Also read The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. It's a really small book, and actually I think you can order that right off the internet. It's offered several different places free. Just Google a free copy of The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. That is Wattles, Wallace D. Wattles. Okay. To think and grow rich actually follows 13 principles of money making that is essential to every person who accumulates sufficient money to guarantee financial independence. The research that went into writing that book, of more than 25 years of continuous effort, could not be duplicated for less than $100,000 today. And I think I saw in there where he actually studied and followed more than 25,000 rich and wealthy people. And the things that they did, and the things they thought, how they would think, and their actions in actually creating the wealth that they had. It's well worth reading, I will tell you that. Very well worth reading. I'll tell you, too, Rhonda Burns, it's called The Power, which is really, it's a phenomenal book. It's also on CD, and I actually like listening to her. She's got that, I think it's an Australian accent, but I would also recommend listening to her CDs. I like to listen to her. She's very motivating. She's very optimistic and vibrant. She says in her book and on the CDs, The Power and the Magic, that you are meant to have an amazing life. You are meant to have everything that you love and desire. Your work is meant to be exciting, and you are meant to accomplish all the things that you would love to accomplish. Your relationships with your family and friends are meant to be filled with happiness. She says, you are meant to have all the money you need to live a full, wonderful life. You are meant to be living your dreams, all of them. If you would love to be rich, you are meant to be rich. You are meant to be filled with love and joy and filled with happiness. You were meant to be healthy. When you wake up each and every day, you should be filled with excitement because you know the day is going to be filled with great things. You are meant to feel good about yourself. Of course, there are challenges in your life, and you were meant to have them too because they help you to grow. But you were meant to know how to overcome problems and challenges. You are meant to be victorious. You are meant to have an amazing life. You are not meant to be born to struggle. You are not born to struggle. You are not born to toil in your work 5 days a week with fleeting moments of happiness on the weekends. And you are not born to live with limited energy, exhausted at the end of each and every day. You are not born to suffer. What would be the point of your life? The life of your dreams, everything that you would love to be, do, or have, has always been closer to you than you ever knew because the power to everything that you want is inside of you. And that's a fact. If you don't want to believe it, there's no point in even continue listening. If you do believe it, if you want to believe it, then keep listening and you will achieve all your goals. Because for those who apply this philosophy that you are about to embark on, will be better prepared to attract and enjoy these higher estates which have always been and will always be denied to all except those who are ready for them. So, be prepared when you expose yourself to the influence of this philosophy to experience a changed life. Now, I'm going to go back real quick. I want you to be prepared when you expose yourself to the influence of this philosophy to experience a changed life, which may help you not only negotiate your way through life with harmony and understanding, but also to prepare you for the accumulation of material riches and abundance. And if that's what you're interested in, then you are in the right place. there is a formula that I am about to give you here that is the formula of your thoughts that you create in your superconscious mind that will work for all who are ready for it. So the first step is to figure out what it is that you really want. That's really the hardest part right there. Figure out what it is that you really, really, really want and eliminate all your desires except for the two most important desires that you have, because you're going to learn that your thoughts are things, your thoughts are powerful things. And at that, for those who use their mind and thoughts to heal, know this, and they know it's the God's truth. Thoughts are things. Okay. When a man desires a thing so deeply that he is willing to stake his entire future on a single turn of the wheel in order to get it, he is sure to win. In Think and Grow Rich, in Chapter 1, Napoleon Hill gives a really good example about, his name is Edwin C. Barnes. I had to think what his first name was. Edwin C. Barnes, who wanted to become a partner with Thomas Edison. He explains how Edwin C. Barnes became a business partner with Thomas Edison. He had a burning desire to be Edison's business partner, so he wrote a letter requesting to work for Edison, and he went there to work. Barnes was a nobody with no skills, poorly dressed, but he was determined to be a business partner with Thomas Edison. And he would consider nothing less if it was the last thing he ever did. He went to work for Edison like so many others did, but he never said, oh, well, what's the use? He said, I came here to go into business with Edison, and I'll accomplish this if it takes the remainder of my life. Well, Barnes, with a bulldog determination, his persistence was destined to mow down all opposition and bring him the opportunity that he was seeking. When that opportunity came, it appeared in different form and from different direction than what Barnes had ever expected. Instead of just telling you about it, I think I'll just read you this one paragraph. I'm going to tell it to you pretty shortly. When the opportunity actually came, it appeared in a different form, and from a different direction than what Barnes ever expected. This is one of the tricks of opportunity. It has a sly habit of slipping in by the back door, and often it comes disguised in the form of misfortune or temporary defeat. Perhaps this is why so many fail to recognize opportunity. Mr. Edison had just perfected a new office device known at that time as the Edison dictating machine, now called the Ediphone. His salesmen were not enthusiastic over this machine. They did not believe that it could even be sold without great effort. Barnes saw his opportunity. It had crawled in quietly, hidden in a queer-looking machine which interested no one but Barnes and the inventor. Barnes knew he could sell the Edison dictating machine. He suggested this to Edison and promptly got his chance. He did sell the machine. In fact, he sold it so successfully that Edison gave him a contract to distribute it and market it all over the nation. And out of that business association grew the slogan, "Made by Edison and installed by Barnes." I have actually seen that label myself. Made by Edison and installed by Barnes. That business alliance has been in operation for more than 30 years, and out of it, Barnes has made himself very rich in money, but he's done something infinitely greater. He proved that the one may really think and grow rich. How much actual cash did the original desire Barnes has been worth to him? No way of knowing. Perhaps it has brought him $2 or $3 million, but the amount, whatever it is, becomes insignificant when compared with the greatest asset he acquired in the form of definite knowledge, that an intangible impulse of thought can be transmuted into its physical counterpart by the application of known principles. Barnes literally thought himself into a partnership with the great Edison. He thought himself into a fortune. He had nothing to start with except the capacity to know what he wanted, and the determination to stand by that desire until he realized it. He had no money to begin with. He had but little education. He had no influence. But he did have initiative, faith, and the will to win. With these intangible forces, he made himself number one man with the greatest inventor who ever lived. And I'm going to stop right there. We are running out of time, and we will continue from here starting next week. And I thank you for joining me. And if you would be interested in downloading the hypnosis audio that can help you to keep focused on becoming rich and wealthy, or richer and wealthier, then I suggest that you go to cdbaby.com/artist, A-R-T-I-S-T, /CJSavage, C-J-S-A-V-A-G-E. And you can download for limited time the hypnosis audio, Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis by C.J. Savage. You can get that for $9.99 for limited time, and I would suggest doing so because it can help you and will make you more focused. It will trick the superconscious mind into believing something, even if you don't believe it now, and you'll keep focused on what it is that you really want. You can email me if you have questions or comments at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. And I thank you for joining me. This is going to be a great journey for so many who follow me with this journey, and we're going to create the riches and the wealth that we so desire. And thank you for joining me.